This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, Hour 2. It is the 17th of December, 2022, and it's Todd, Denise, and I, and our producer, Cal Hunter, here having a great time. Have happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. What other things are there during this time?
Let's see, Seinfeld, the Festivus for the rest
the
of us.
The Festivus for the rest of us. What else is there? Any other things I'm missing?
I have grievances.
the annual airing of grievances.
Grievances, whatever is the end of the year. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. If during any time you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We receive some wonderful emails. Thank you for your wonderful emails. Letters we receive. Appreciate that. We understand we have some wonderful fans out there that love to listen to our show. We appreciate you. I'll tell you, without you guys, we couldn't be doing this. But knowing us, if we only had one person listening, we'd probably still do it just because that's who we are.
Yeah.
And we just love doing this. Thank you to all our affiliates out there for carrying us. We thank you for doing that. Today we're going to talk about some really entertaining and exciting but only sometimes informative things. And that is, we're going to talk about FTX, crypto, NFT. We've got a bunch of other issues we're going to talk about. But those are probably the most important things, and we're going to talk about also some other stars being sued over promotions of crypto and NFTs, and we're going to talk about how that works and whether or not they're going to win, or if they have won at this time in defeating that, saying, look, all we're doing is just, you know, our endorsement. We're just doing a paid endorsement like any other, person. Remember we used to say that? Any other Tom, Dick, or Harry? That's that's what my dad used to say. We have to say Jan or Jane, whatever, does on the radio or on TV. If Kellogg's goes under, does that mean that whoever was doing a Kellogg's commercial is going to have to be sued? Then that's what we're going to talk about and look into. Now, remember, we're talking about general topics. Seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. And with that, you can also go to our Instagram, YouTube. We got TikTok. We've got Facebook. Go to our Facebook. We're going to start pushing more on our Facebook, because this we're just too difficult to go to our Twitter account and everything. It's just too much. Anything else before we go on to case or no case, the three of you that's important?
Does anybody have any grievances?
I do.
Okay, roll it, Ravens fan.
Here's one right here.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Ephraim Bates was a promising pre-medical student at Cal Poly, but then the faculty decided to go on strike over compensation for participating in and conducting medical research and studies. They said they weren't getting enough money. Faculty members advised all of their medical track students to do the same, go on strike, because they weren't getting paid either, because they helped out, and they said, you should get paid. Being a good and loyal student, Ephraim went along with the strike, which dragged on and on and on for more than a quarter. The school is on quarters, not semesters, to get kids through more quickly. So the quarter ended, and for Ephraim, so did his housing contract, his campus employment. His grades were not available to him to transfer. He wanted to pass his tests to get into medical school right away. But this whole strike thing really crimped his style. His faculty advisor said, we've drawn a hard line in the sand, and even though we're close to settling, there's nothing I can do for you. Ephraim disagreed. He said, you promised me you would not affect my grade if I supported you in this strike, and now I'm not going to get into medical school. And that means you owe me a lot of money. So he went to the campus advocate and said, can you help me? And the campus advocate said, go see a lawyer to see if you have a case or no case. Todd Kuhnem, what say you?
So does he have a case because he chose to support and go on strike and suffered negative consequences as a result of that?
Yeah.
Well, well.
At the behest of his professors.
Well, at the behest of his professors, but still, you know, just because the professor is seeking support for their position, everybody has to understand that if I go on strike and I'm not going to class and I'm not doing any of these things, I may not end up getting the degree that I wanted. I may not end up getting the grade that I wanted in that class. And I would say that because the risk was so apparent that if he supported them, that he wouldn't have much of a case. So I have no doubt. I have no doubt that this is a true scenario. But, Fred's over there, you know, busting a move. I don't know. Yeah, no doubt is the group that had a bunch of stuff.
Anyway,
I would say this is a true scenario, but this did not result in a case.
All right, Denise, what do you think? Case or no case? In the case of the medical student, denied.
Case. He doesn't win his medical license and all of that, but he wins something else. And if I tell you what it is, then I'm going to really key off Fred.
Okay, tell us afterward. All right, yeah. Fred, what say you, case or no case?
Very easy. And I'm going to say this, and it's going to confuse everyone. It is not a case. It's a scenario for one thing and one thing only. The name Ephraim Bates. That's a made-up name. Just, that's all I've got to say. Only Cal and I would understand what's going on here. And so...
Oh, Todd understands, too.
I even do. I've been around you guys long enough.
That is the reason I am saying no case, but maybe a scenario. Names might have been changed.
To protect the guilty.
Got to keep that in mind. They could change the name.
Now I want to know because she can't tip Fred off anymore. Now I want to know what Denise's reasoning was.
Well, because I remember there's a case that makes the, that was just one, I think, in the last 2 years, where the students that were helping out professors and working to do that, they were like basically had stipends and all that kind of stuff. They actually had to get paid some money now, too. So they couldn't just have to work for free for the stipend, you know, for their rent or for whatever portion of their tuition they were getting, but they actually had to get paid for their...
They came under labor law.
It was a strike. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So we're saying it's a scenario.
I'm not.
We agree. You're saying it's a case.
I'm saying
so
Casey wins.
She says it's a case. We say it's a scenario. Cal Hunter, what say you?
Well, I hate to do this because somebody is, you know, it's like when I used to umpire baseball games. Somebody's going to be disappointed in my decision. But the answer is no case.
Uh-huh.
True story. True story. Absolutely true story.
Hey, stop. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, hit it.
Is that a true name?
Yes.
Wow.
Ephraim is his name. It's a biblical name.
But let me say, it's a biblical name. That's why, so when Cal, a lot of times when he makes things up, he uses biblical names. Or he'll use, from his religion, he has the Book of Mormon. We don't mind saying that. Yeah. But so he'll use names from religious books, whether it's the Quran, the Book of Mormon.
I was going to call him Moses.
Whether it's the Bible. He's going to use, Cal Hunter uses biblical or religious names.
Yeah, I've heard him use Confucius again before.
That was confusing. That was a whole different.
So I thought you were Ephraiming us. You're Bibling us.
Next hour, by the way, on Case or No Case, you'll like this one. The matter of a marathon race with too many runners. We'll explain next hour on Case or No Case.
Can we just listen to, we're going out.
Isn't that nice?
Just listening to Christmas music. Play nothing else, Cal.
So
just go right to it.
I'll be quiet.
Goodbye.
Have snow. Mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Christmas.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny. Do you have a copy of my book, Goose, yet? Goose has been listed by Amazon as a bestseller, and that means you should see what everyone is talking about. Goose is the beginning of a trilogy that takes the many life lessons of the Collins family and presents them in an easy-to-read, fictionalized format.
Goose is a self-improvement book wrapped in a good story that helps readers think about how to live their best life, and it makes a great gift.
Goose, available at Amazon.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, and dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp, come on.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we've followed for years. If you go back to RadioLawTalk.com, you can go back. By the way, we got a new website. Have you guys had time? Go look at it. We got a brand new website. You can go back and look at our old podcast / live radio, and we've recorded it. You can go search it by any topic, and you can find it. But you see, we've talked about college students and them having to to put their bodies out there so colleges make, hundreds of millions of dollars on them. And now that's all changed with all the latest Supreme Court rulings that basically they can go out and sell their name. They can do whatever they want. And it is very interesting how things have changed. You know, before it's like they can only have so many free meals. You can't give them free this, free that. Completely changed. Let me tell you a quick story. And then we're going to get into Todd. Go ahead. Cal, you had something?
In high school, a California high school girl transferred to California, makes $450,000 a year as a high school athlete endorsing products in high school, not even out of college.
Yeah, because she's so popular. She's
older name,
and
yeah.
You know what? And now it helps those kids go in there. They also have 2 million followers on Instagram or TikTok, and they get, believe it or not, some of them get scholarships in the lower-end schools because they'll bring recognition to school. Now, what I'm bringing up, and Todd's got something that's the latest, greatest within the past few days.
Yep.
Something's popped up, but here's the interesting thing. Let me tell you how life and times have changed. I will not give you the university. I flew in, and this is not a brag thing. This is a fact. I flew in on my own. I have my own plane. And I landed in the private FBO, which is a fixed base operation, which is where the private planes fly in. And I noticed this college, as I walked in there, there was nobody in this private little airport. And this college, this was near the same university, one of the big people were there with all their gear on. And there was another woman and a young gal, probably 18, 19, standing there. And after they left, I turned to the head administrator guy there. I said, what do you do? He said, head administrator of their sports programs. And that was the head coach of this university and the number one recruit coming out of the West Coast, or their number one recruit, woman basketball player, girl, young lady. And she was flying in a private jet home. Wow. And they said, it's official. We have now used our top recruits. Will fly in private jets back and forth to the college to show them what we have. And because they're in a big conference to compete, the top kids are going to be flying on private jets. So here we go. It's starting to happen, guys. I mean, we might go too far. I'm not sure, but at least they're going to get some private jet flight.
Whereas for me, Southwest is starting to look pretty good. You know,
yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, I know.
Want to get away?
Do whatever.
So what's going on?
So, you know, Cal, this is interesting because you had mentioned this in your case or no case scenario about students that essentially act as employees.
Yeah.
And the latest from the NCAA, Southern California, the National Labor Relations Board, and that's significant that it's that specific agency, the NLRB, is now seeking to have college athletes designated, specifically University of Southern California, to have those athletes designated as employees. Now, listen, this is significant that it's the NLRB and not the state. If it's a state agency seeking to have them designated as employees, then you can kind of understand where they're coming from. That's so they can get paid at least minimum wage, so they can do that. But when it's the NLRB, look, the NLRB was created to protect the rights of employees to collectively bargain. It's for unions. It's to protect the union rights of employees so that they can collectively bargain for better wages, hours, and working conditions. And if the NLRB is seeking to have employees at USC or student athletes designated as employees, you see the handwriting on the wall. The next step is so that they can collectively bargain.
You have
unions for pro sports. This is heading in the direction of the unionization of college athletes.
Hold on. Time out. The refs called time out. The student athletes have to stop and take their mandatory 15-minute break. They're out there playing cards, playing on their iPads. And, okay, we're back at it 15 minutes later.
I mean, can you imagine how segregated this could get in terms of responsibilities. I saw a thing the other day where a kicker went down. Wes Welker, and people might know Wes Welker from his days playing for the Patriots. Wes Welker came in. I think he was playing for the Dolphins. The kicker hurt himself. So Welker comes in and is the emergency kicker for the day, right? He kicks field goals. He does the kickoffs. He was actually pretty good. Can you see the claim being filed at the college level? Well, he was working out of his bargaining unit designation. He's a receiver. He can't come in and do kicker work.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
On his time card, he wrote 15 minutes kicker, 6 hours receiver, another 15 kicker.
Here we go. Right?
Oh, it's just like, you've got to be kidding me. Oh.
All right. So. We're back to where we were hour one to the FTX. We want to talk about that. It goes into hour one. We're not going to go over this all over again, but we're into the part of we went through what FTX is. And what crypto is, et cetera, et cetera. We're not going to get into NFTs yet. So Sam Bankman-Fried has just been arrested in the Bahamas, and Denise just informed us that he's fighting extradition, and he is the former CEO of FTX, which is like the exchange, like the NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange of crypto. Now, they have a larger competitor. They're like the second largest. They have a larger competitor that decided, and they worked out, that they were going to try to buy them out. Now, there's all kinds of allegations out there saying, well, this was a setup. Some say it wasn't. But here's the deal. When they went in to buy them out, they opened up their books. And we're going to tell you what they thought and found and what happened after that when we come back from the break.
All right, this is Radio Law Talk. Is the sound you hear a house of cards collapsing? Don't know. Just find out. The show will talk about that as we continue after this break. Don't go away.
Dance around, oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
You
USA News Update. The U.S. Border Patrol bracing for an influx of refugees seeking asylum after the Title 42 rule that allowed Border Patrol officers to turn them away for health reasons expires this Wednesday. COVID cases on the rise across the U.S. again, and some school systems putting mask mandates back in effect after the Christmas break.
The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after children return from winter break, January 3rd to the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. I'm Dave Collins.
Twitter owner Elon Musk has reinstated several journalist accounts after they were suspended for giving away the location of his private plane and putting what he says is his physical safety in jeopardy.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended.
Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is this real life? How did that happen? Boys are weird.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So, all right, Todd's going to lay out more after we already told you about what FTX was, well, what FTX was and or is, and a little bit about the cryptocurrency. Now, talk about FTX and what happens in November.
Sure. This is just a quick timeline of what happened. So around the 2nd of November, a publication called CoinDesk runs a story. And in the story, they say that this company, Alameda Research, we talked about last hour, Alameda Research owned about $5 billion worth of the native token, FTT, which is the FTX's individual token, right? A couple days later, on the 6th of November, Binance, which also had a holding, owned a lot of FTT token. After that story ran, Binance says, we're selling all of our tokens. They own 23 million FTT tokens, valued at the time of about $529 million.
Oh, come on.
When Binance announced that they were selling, everybody started to sell. The price of FTT tokens started to plummet. And that is when, about a day or two later, that Binance reached out to FTX and said, hey, maybe we'll bail you out, maybe we'll help you out, non-binding agreement to do that, but you got to open your books. And after reviewing the books a day later, Binance said, yeah, we're not going to bail you out. And when they said that, that is when everything collapsed for FTX, and it went from, what, a multi-billion-dollar company to almost worthless, filing for bankruptcy.
$26 billion valuation.
And that's where we find ourselves at right now. And that everything that I just spoke, I just told you about, happened between the 2nd of November and around the 10th of November.
Fascinating part, Denise, and I think you probably are in on this. I know this, I mean, are perhaps share my interest, is the fact that he tried, spent so much money on the November election. 40, 50 millions of dollars. I mean, we're not political.
Actually, he violated campaign finance laws is what they're in.
Yeah, I want to keep this on track. I don't want to get into that yet.
Okay.
So we're back. So we're back here on this situation. What happened in November? And the allegations, again, these are all allegations, are that their competitors at one time, FTX, wanted to buy its competitor out.
That's correct.
And there was an issue that FTX wanted the government to go ahead and start regulating this, and the competitor was not so excited about that. Now, these are all allegations that they're saying, and therefore, the competitor who owned a lot of their stock in
FTX.
Well, FTX, so but it was
He owned the FTT token,
right,
which is the token that FTX sells.
Right. And so what happens there is when they sell off, their argument is, whose argument is before the judiciary, what committees
so
go through?
Kevin O'Leary. You'll know him from Shark Tank. He's referred to as Mr. Wonderful. He had done paid endorsements for FTX, and he was also heavily invested in FTX. Some of those endorsements, in addition to money, he was paid the FTT token. Well, this last week, he testified before a regulatory committee in Congress, and he was the one that said, look, his opinion was the reason that the reason there was so much money collectively in Alameda Holdings was that they were trying, that FTX and Alameda Holdings was trying to buy out a major owner of a lot of the FTT token, because the fact that that owner had it was preventing FTX from being regulated. And they wanted the regulation, because if you're regulated, you qualify for a whole new round of financing. And so in order for them to be able to get regulated, they had to buy out this major holder of FTT token so that they were then in control of it so they could be regulated, and that's where it went to pot. That was his testimony before the House committee.
So basically, in short, he believed they were kind of set up.
That's what he believes.
That's what
he believes they were set up.
Isn't that interesting? To me, this is so interesting. And so then what happens? It tanks.
Oh, yeah.
So who was the major holder?
It's all speculative.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah, here the issue is, so now all of a sudden it tanks, and he's out there, and he's subpoenaed before one of the government committees.
When you say he, this is a Bankman-Fried, right?
Bankman-Fried, yes, the owner of FTX, and he is supposed to show up on the 13th of, I don't know, whenever it is, it's not yet, but before then, Securities and Exchange Commission says, no, we're arresting you, and he's in the Bahamas, and they send it to the Bahamian police to arrest him, and now he's fighting extradition, right, Denise?
Right, and actually, the Bahamas does have an extradition treaty with the United States, so it's going to be inevitable that he's going to end up. But he has now slowed down. Before, he was trying to be transparent. He was like an open book, talking when he shouldn't be talking, and now he finally, I think, is getting the seriousness of his situation, and he's going to fight extradition.
Yeah, and he's starting to say, look, wait a minute. I mean, he did say stuff that, you know, he was going to supposedly admit, yeah, I messed up. But the issue is, what was happening to all these funds coming in, and whether or not this is under the rules of the FTC, that it is an investment fund. They're obviously going to argue it is not an investment fund, and therefore it's not under the SEC. That's what his lawyers, the FTX lawyers, are going to probably argue. But the issue is, you know, what's going to happen from here on out? Now, Cal's right. So stepping back, Cal's right. He was a outwardly, we're politically neutral, he put a lot of money, gave a lot of money to the Democratic Party, a lot of money. And then there's a claim that he gave to the Republican Party, but more quietly, under the table, kind of. That's the claim. Now, the issue is, the funny to some of these representatives that he gave money to, or people he gave money to, is they're the ones that are actually coming against him and saying, hey, you've done some wrong things on these committees. And so
the question is, are they going to give the money back?
Yeah,
that's another issue.
I don't know. But you know, just jumping on the politics thing, you know, but there's so many people probably that are giving money to them on their campaign. You know, do you have to watch every single person that gives you $99?
The answer is yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, $250. Yeah. $250.
I'll tell you, just as the average, as the
average, not in politics, by the way,
as the average viewer. As the average viewer of campaign contributions and private sector versus the political sector and stuff, I mean, yeah, if there's a lot of money being donated, that might concern me about any undue effect on the politician once they're deciding laws and things like that. But for me, the thing that I would be more concerned about if there was undue influence isn't so much the money, but the in-person meetings. How many times do you meet together and sit? And I don't know that we have any information about that from Bankman-Fried. So he might have donated a lot of money. In one account, it's like he donated $40 million in this last election cycle. But yeah, it didn't all go to one candidate. It probably went to several, was dispersed and things like that. If there was anything untoward about that, I'd be more interested in the in-person meetings to see something like that. And we don't have anything.
You're looking for quid pro quo. Okay, yeah. Here's some money. Here's what I need. Help me out. But
so for me, when I look at the money, and I may be in the minority on this. When I look at the money, it's like, yeah, he probably gives to a lot of people. That doesn't really bother
me.
Well,
giving to the Democrats would almost would likely enhance the chance that it's going to become regulated. Yeah, and maybe giving to the Republicans perhaps would not. And, you know, right, he may have, you know, business purposes for those campaign donations.
But, you know, consider this. If Mr. Bankman-Fried really was, as his ultimate goal, seeking to have the industry regulated so that it could be regulated, I mean, at first blush, I would say that would certainly cut against an allegation that he was trying to be fraudulent for personal gain. Because, inviting regulation is usually the opposite of what people that are trying to get away with stuff want. So, I don't know.
Don't forget, he did say before he was arrested, and, you know, which, with that $26 billion valuation, don't you think you have 3, 4, 5 lawyers working for you telling you what to do?
Don't you think you have a wall in your house, like, plastered up with a bunch of money?
His parents were giving him advice.
They were his legal
advisors.
That's
the problem. Yeah. That's the problem. Because he said this month in New York, in a conference in New York, you know, look, I screwed up, but I never committed fraud. That's what he said. So, yeah, I don't know that they're going to catch him on some SEC violations, but when we come back, I want to go through the people who are being sued that, in quote, I'm going to put in quotes, endorse this product, and why they're being sued and what you think is going to happen with that. So that's when we come back. Cal, time just flies by. It's already. All right, we'll be back and talk a little more about that, and then we're going to jump into a little more crypto about some Kim Kardashian lawsuit.
Be careful out there. This is Radio Law Talk, and the show will continue in just a little bit on many great local radio stations and, of course, always on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can time shift the shows via our free podcast. We'll be back.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who want...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So before we get to the celebrities that are being sued over the crypto endorsement, what you guys talked about Kim Kardashian, how that was dropped, the lawsuit against her for her endorsement of cryptocurrency, but there's an update what the judge said, right?
So last week we talked about Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather. They had their lawsuits against them dropped. Now, there were certain conditions that Kim Kardashian, because of SEC, this was a private claim that was dropped. The SEC also sanctioned her, and she's not allowed to endorse cryptocurrency for 3 years and things like that. But in this civil lawsuit, it was dismissed, but it was dismissed without prejudice, meaning that the judge gave leave to amend if the plaintiffs could, to allege a cause of action, to allege something that could be properly alleged and maybe pursued against Ms. Kardashian and Mr. Mayweather. However, what we didn't know last week was a little extra in that the judge apparently, while giving leave to amend, was skeptical that they would be able to find something that they could amend. So he said, look, knock yourselves out trying to find something. I'm not going to say you can't, but
hint, hint.
Good luck. You know, so we'll see what happens.
So the FTX, just FYI, those who were sponsored, the FTX sponsored, the Mercedes-AMG Formula One team, the the esports team in millions of dollars, TSM. They were going to rename it the FTX/TSM esports team. The Miami Heat, the FTX Arena.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this one I didn't know. Major League Baseball umpires were wearing a patch that said FTX on them. I didn't know that. Supposedly Golden State Warriors and Washington Capitals were or in the process of talking to them. You got all those Super Bowl ads. I mean, and then that doesn't even include the famous people, right? That are being sued, which are Steve Curry, Stephen Curry, Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen. Shaquille O'Neal, Naomi Osaka. Is Kevin Leary part of the lawsuit? Or
not? I don't. Maybe yes, probably. Probably.
Yeah, I don't remember who.
And then Larry David.
Who is Larry David?
So Larry David. You ever seen Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay. The character of George Costanza is based on Larry David, and the reason why is because Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld wrote Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld's in Seinfeld, but Larry David is not. He later had a show on HBO, I think it was called Curb Your Enthusiasm. And
it's still on one of those other places.
He is hilarious. And he's the one. His commercial on the Super Bowl was the one. He played the guy. They recount all of the historical discoveries, like the wheel and fire and indoor plumbing. And he was always the guy that says, "Yeah, you know, I don't think that's going to take off. I don't think it's going to work." And so the joke was that he was saying that with regard to FTX. "I don't think it's going to take off." With the obvious inference from the commercial being, "No, this is about as sure thing as the wheel and fire and indoor plumbing. Come join us." And so he got sued too. So
yeah, here's something interesting. So a guy named Grewal, he works for the SEC Division of Enforcement. He brought up the fact that the federal securities laws are, this is a quote from him. This is what he's making a quote about. And I don't want to get into the Floyd Mayweather and the Kim Kardashian thing you've talked about already, but he said, quote, "Now, you know, whether or not someone violates SEC rules is the federal securities laws are clear that any celebrity or other individual who promotes a crypto asset security must disclose the nature, source, and amount of compensation they received in exchange for the promotion." So there it is. That's the argument, guys. I know we've killed this like a dead horse, but this is super interesting. This is super interesting on what's going on here. And I think the reason we're talking so much about it, this is going to affect us for long term. This is not
Absolutely.
Just a one-time deal. It's not just that it happened one time. This is going to be a segment of our society that's going to have to be litigated like crazy.
I mean, the best evidence that this is not a one-time deal is that literally there's a law that you just cited about what a celebrity has to say when they endorse it. Now, they just don't make up these rules out of thin air and whole cloth. Usually, these rules and all the regulations are made up because, hey, when stuff like this first came on the scene, then the fraud came on the scene, and, well, we better come up with some rules to address this. And that's why you have the rules there, right?
We're going to see the bankruptcy go on. We're going to see these big entities that Bankman-Fried had contracted with going to the bankruptcy court and saying, "Please let us get out of this contract because they cannot pay the second installment."
Which they'll probably get out of.
Yeah, well, they will.
Cal, you had something yours?
I was just going to say, it's fascinating to me that we're talking about political donations, and it was not unusual for big business guys to give to both parties. It's called the cost of doing business, you know.
Right.
Look, if you're going to regulate me, or you may not, whoever ends up on top, I want you to remember I helped you out a little bit. You know, so there's always that kind of thing going on.
They have different interests. They want the Republicans to do this for them, and they want the Democrats to do this. And it's more likely those policies will be in those political parties.
Right. And like Denise said, are they going to give some of this money back? But now, not just crypto, now NFTs.
That's right.
Celebrities are being sued for NFT endorsements. And by the way, the Bored Ape. I don't get it. I've seen the pictures. Oh, this is worth tons. Fred, I've heard this. Fred, I've got a such and such ape. NFT ape. I love Cal because he's making the same remarks I do. Like, what? Like, we're just old dudes, man. I don't get
exactly.
this. But they're making tons of money on this crypto not crypto, this Bored Ape NFTs. Now,
what is that?
Well, let's,
non-fungible,
it's a non-fungible T. What's the
token?
Token. So what it is NFT is basically something that you buy. Like the first tweet was an NFT. The first tweet ever they sold, the actual tweet. So that's it's something that is like a piece of art, but it's more
like a piece of history?
History, art.
It's like the first thing of something?
Yeah, or something. They've made this picture of an ape, and there's only two of them with a nose that's crooked to the right, or some weird thing like that, right?
Look, an NFT, you know, we talked about cryptocurrency is a form of money that's on a blockchain, and the whole idea is to make, if I pay you a token in whatever, Bitcoin, that's unique to you. I can't give that same token to somebody else. It is to you. NFTs are a way to digitize and have a unique piece of digital art that represents something that's completely initial, completely original, as opposed to the copy and paste, and you can make a bunch of them, right? And so that's what they are. That's what these NFTs are. So when you talk about the first tweet, there's probably one that's been designated as the representation of the first tweet. It's got that designation. There's no other thing that has that first designation as the first tweet. It's digitally encoded in the NFT. And if I sold it to you, then you would own it. I can't copy it and sell it to somebody else. You own it.
Right.
Like you would own an original Monet or something
right.
like that.
So that's what it is. But Jimmy Fallon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Justin Bieber, Madonna, Kevin Hart, Stephon Curry, Snoop Dogg, Serena Williams, Post Malone, The Weeknd, Fallon's Productions, et cetera, are being sued in a class action suit for endorsing the Bored Ape NFT.
Okay.
You know what? All I got to say, all I got to say is there's some lawyers are going to make a lot of money because there are lawyers there right now that's all they do is handle NFT crypto lawsuits and or not just that of how to navigate through it. And, man, I guess that's a new specialty, right?
Do they pay them in crypto? How does that work?
I don't know. But anybody else know anything? All I know is they're being sued. Do we know anything about it?
It's like a cryptocurrency. It's very similar. It's like crypto art that comes out. And this one right here of the cat, did you see that?
Yeah.
That just sold for $6.6 million.
Look, it's no different. It's no different than if you had an original Mickey Mantle
rookie card
or anything.
Right.
It's no different.
It's like trading cards.
And the issue here is it worth a lot? Is it not worth a lot? And the fact that some celebrity says, hey, I've got this, I think it's going to be worth a lot. Well, if you want to buy it and take that risk, that's up to you. Just because the celebrity said it, I don't get these lawsuits. I think it's a bunch of garbage.
When we come back, hour three, we're going to do another case or no case, and we got parents suing Meta, or that's Facebook. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on a lot of great radio stations around the country, and we are thankful for every one of you, every listener, every station. Thanks a lot. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk at 6 minutes after the next hour.
He'll say, I am married. We'll say, no man. But you...
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.